Let's go
prasa.
That's our intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show with two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
And today we got a bra that we've been talking about in the scalmter. Mm-hmm. Behind his back for a while now. Do I call you casual or Mr. Dork?
You can go
CDP.
CDP. CDP is good.
You work for the CDP.
Sounds like CPD.
So, the man behind the Casual Dog podcast, also part of the POC podcast family, Mr. Suleiman. I don't know your surname, it just slipped my mind.
Yeah, Suleiman Hassim.
Do you want to go by Hassim?
No, just Suleiman, we're fine. Cool. Yeah.
I like Casual Dog. Yeah. So, Mr. Casual.
Yeah, that's natural.
Yeah. What's up, Mr. Casual?
And Cash. Your podcast, yeah, you're a fellow podcaster.
Yeah.
You started it.
Yeah, I did. Mainly because you guys pressured me to start it.
That's what we do.
Yeah. We are the argument for peer pressure. It's like we are.
Good peer pressure.
The word.
It's funny. It's that actually rings true because Jody likes to get people drunk, but he doesn't drink himself.
At all.
Okay.
So he'll buy like
I'll
a straight
watch
shot.
I'll watch a film at the party then. It's fine.
Watch it, my bro. But remember, Allah is also watching.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. I started the podcast officially about a year ago. Mm. Like at the beginning of this year, I started the podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been great. I mean, there's been a lot of gaps in between.
Yeah.
Big gaps, but it's life, you know? Life gets...
Consistency is one of the hardest things.
It's hard.
But if you get it right, it makes a big difference.
It really does. It pushes your numbers up.
But I mean, I feel like also with my socials as well, it keeps me busy.
Because you're very active on social.
Yeah. I mean, I made a small pact to myself to at least do 3 videos a week.
Oh, it's a lot.
I know it is a lot, but I mean, it's just to keep me active and keep me going. So that's why I've at least done that, so it doesn't go completely dark.
Yeah.
So I do the casual shorts on my Instagram, on my TikTok, and on my YouTube as well. I've got a YouTube channel. Not a lot of people know. I haven't announced that.
Of course.
I'm just posting there in the meantime to grow. But
you're doing
the
YouTube shorts.
YouTube shorts.
How's that engagement there?
No, you get quite a lot of views on there. I mean,
okay.
I posted one that got like over 1,000 views in like a day. Which is great. I mean, you guys.
We should be doing that.
We should.
It's extra platform.
Yeah, it's an extra. Like I already struggle to post on Instagram, and then remember, I must do it on TikTok as well, and now I must do it on Shorts as well.
Yeah. I mean, my sort of breakdown is that I do Instagram first, then TikTok, and then YouTube, and if I remember. Facebook as well, but I mean, who's on Facebook?
Shame, that's everyone's attitude. Yeah.
Facebook is like the last thing I'm a little bit active on Twitter, but more just for conversations.
Well, Twitter is lit at the moment.
No, it's very, very lit at the moment. I mean, they're literally running a dev build. Live.
Oh my goodness.
Like so if you like a bit of a casual talk.
Well, this is his thing, so listen up.
So if you open up your search console on your computer, you press F12.
Yeah. Is that Mac and Windows?
Mac and Windows, right? Okay. If you open up the search console on your browser, it'll literally show up security error, security error, security error, security error, security error. So they're running a dev build on Twitter at the moment. And Elon Musk is saying like, it's working fine. I mean, there's more on Twitter than there actually is ever been. Which is true, but like
they're there to watch the house burn down.
It's still a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
It's still a dumpster fire.
It's passing a car crash on the highway. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which is fine. So you work in the tech industry. Or?
So I work.
You don't have to say where you work.
No, I won't say where I work. I don't want to dox myself.
Yeah.
But like, I work in the advertising industry.
Oh.
Yeah, I work in advertising. Yeah.
Oh.
But on the more sort of digital content and paid media side of things.
Okay, we can talk afterwards.
Yeah,
we will.
But yo, thank you for joining us and keeping your promise. I don't know. There are consistors.
Yes.
Promises have been kept.
Yes, the peer pressure worked.
Again,
it worked.
I think we can get him to give us his house.
What else?
Let's talk about the economy. So, Abby's been waiting for another samosa for a while.
Go for it.
You can come get one.
Get on camera.
No, she's not. She won't be on camera. You want to have one before we start? Myself.
Would you?
No, giving into the mic.
It's ASMR. No. That's a market we can tap into.
Yeah. It's very untapped at the moment. I'll put it just along.
Mm-mm, I don't give a fuck.
I'll take it.
Good. Where are you from?
Cozy Corner.
Oh.
I would have gotten from my mom, but she's baking wedding cakes at the moment. So if you wanted a wedding cake, I could have brought that with.
We could have eaten the wedding cake.
Always a vibe.
It doesn't matter. It's the marriage between us and the wedding cake.
Podcast union.
Yeah. You know. Wow. PLC podcast family.
This is. But we do need to taste your mom's one.
Yeah.
Get up close, Ross. Get that crunch. Mm. And on that satisfied note. Did you like a panther.
Yeah, she's sneaky, man. What's that keep time?
Now she brings it back.
So on that note, let's get into the news.
I'll wear news and shorts.
Jodie, casual. Margot Robbie. She's a working actress and she's been like tied to a lot of things. She's got her own production company and shit. Yeah.
Barbie's coming up.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, but I'd be disappointed that the soundtrack is not I'm a Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Of course.
It has to be the soundtrack.
Especially Aqua's must come back on TikTok as well.
Like, I can see that.
You're on the wrong side of TikTok, man.
No,
you need to be on the Aqua side. Okay. Wait till you get the Venga Boys.
Venga Boys are back in town.
She was supposed to be in a pirate spinoff.
Yes.
Yeah. But now that has been officially cancelled.
Yeah, she's announced that it is dead in the water. It was hyped for the longest.
Dead in the water, this guy.
You know.
The puns.
Look, when Johnny Depp was like on trial, then the extension of the franchise was something that was being discussed. And it's like, we need to get Johnny out. We need to get some new blood in. Margot Robbie was attached. I was super excited. I mean, it's a whole new character that could have been developed. Looked like it was going to be fun. But we said as soon as the trial came to a close and the narrative around Johnny started changing, we need to see where this is going to go now.
Yeah. But also, like, if you think that Johnny Depp is a good guy, like, there's something wrong with
him.
Like, really something wrong with you.
No, but they fucking love him, man. The fans.
The fandom is crazy.
Well, most fandoms are crazy.
Yeah, true.
You need to look at the good of the... We'll get there, casual. But yeah, I am a little saddened by this, but I like to think that behind the scenes she like took a stand and said like, I don't want to be part of it. Because they were going to bring him back, Moz. No, they are.
Like well, as a cameo or like?
No, they want to bring the character of Jack Sparrow back.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, again, as soon as they started seeing that the tide is with Johnny, it's like, maybe we explore.
Is this fucking ocean puns?
Really? I'm not even.
I don't believe you. No, you wrote this 3 weeks ago.
You know that I was due to do the news. But I think that as soon as they saw that there's a public shift in opinion towards Johnny, it's like, let's see.
Yeah.
We'll bring him back just to like help out, you know, get Margot going.
Yeah.
And I think
get
you're
some
right.
place for the film.
I think she took a stand. And it's like, fine, sure, cool, it's a movie we'll never see again. But I am over pirates. I don't know how you feel.
The last
I'm gonna say something that's gonna be cancelled, but like I only watched like number 3.
I've only watched the third one.
It's not a good point to come in.
So you've watched the second worst one.
Yeah.
Okay. Only. Because the fourth one is the worst one.
Wasn't there 5?
Oh my God.
I feel like they were
Jody Google's very slow, so if you can beat him.
Let's see.
Pirates of the Caribbean film series. There are 5 movies.
Wow. I didn't even know there's 5.
I typed in Pirates and Orlando Pirates came up.
Well, now we know where your general search is.
Soccer.
The last one was Dead Man Tell No Tales, and then there was also On Stranger Tides. Those all came out after part 3, which I think the longer they went, the worse they got.
So part 3, you got them in the middle, they were on their way out.
Yeah.
You have to watch the first one.
No.
The first one is special.
No, I watched parts of the first one.
Okay.
Parts, but not the entire thing.
How do you watch parts of a movie?
People watch it, I walk past and I'm like, this is interesting.
Oh, look
at this part. He waits for now, until he's on a movie podcast to tell us that he watches parts of films.
So you're going to review part of this film with us as well. Okay. No, but give it a shot. You know what? Fuck pirates, man.
Yeah, man. I don't think many people are invested in where the story is going, especially if Johnny comes back. Like, gives a fuck.
I think Captain Phillips covered enough about piracy.
Yeah. I'm the captain.
I am the captain now.
Oh, you know that one? Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I did watch that one.
I don't know if you're following Avatar. Not the last Airbender.
No, the blue people.
Yeah, the blue people.
James Cameron's blue people.
James Cameron's blue people. So yeah. You know there's a sequel coming.
Yes, I know. Like, and I know there's two more sequels coming. Well,
potentially five.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's planning on making five, but it's contingent on how well the next one does.
I think for me,
This is the highest grossing movie of all time.
No, I know that, but yeah. I think that the sequel's like 10 years too late, though.
Definitely.
It's 10 years too late. Like, I've gone back and watched Avatar again.
Why?
Just to see if it holds up. And it doesn't hold up.
I haven't even seen it once, and I know it doesn't.
Yeah, he hasn't seen Avatar.
I'm not planning on.
The thing is, I got caught up in the hype at the time.
Yes.
Because I remember, I think I went to see it twice just because of the spectacle of
it. Yes.
And the 3D technology, and people were like, oh my God, I can touch the blue people. Exactly. They fuck with their things.
Yeah.
And then I was like, cool. But I never went back.
Yeah.
I never went back.
Yeah.
I watch Marvel movies. We start Marvel every year. We're like, okay, let's do a Marvel run.
Okay, yeah,
we
yeah.
start from Iron Man. She skips Hulk. She hates that one. But, you know, we do. I revisit movies that are very, very good. And I will die on this hill. It does not deserve that mantle of the highest grossing movie of all time because the rewatchability of it is not there.
Yeah. I think it's like a double-edged sword because it does deserve
it. I love double-edged swords. You can cut there, you can cut there.
Both sides.
Yeah. Like, it deserves it because of what it did for cinema at the time.
Yeah, but just at the time.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, obviously at that time, it moved the industry forward
tremendous.
Somewhat.
In terms of 3D, I mean, look, 3D is in every movie now. Like every big cinematic release.
But when last did you watch a 3D movie, guys?
I am sometimes forced to because my closest cinema, like certain films will only be in 3D then, and then I have to.
And you watch it at the Deep River Mall.
Yeah, yeah, at Blue Route Mall.
Blue Route.
Yeah, yeah. There's an IMAX there. There's an IMAX.
Yeah,
there.
That's a nice IMAX.
Yeah, we did Bond.
We did Bond there. Yeah.
Okay.
But now I have an IMAX at the waterfront, so I don't have to.
Yeah. But it's that new laser, like the new laser.
Yes,
IMAX.
They got.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the same one that they have in the
room? No. It's newer at the
VR. We have to check out the IMAX film in the laser. Okay. That's a yes.
Yes. Okay.
to our point.
One of these.
So, to our point.
Yes.
The Avatar film is coming out. And the budget right now
is
currently at about $400 million.
Okay.
That's the
budget. No, but is that for two or just the one?
Just this film.
Back to back.
No, not anymore. He stop doing that at some point because he realized that the budget on this first sequel is so high that he first needs to see if he can actually make money off of this before he goes ahead.
But he made a comment that this has to be in for them to make
to break even.
Yeah, it has to be like the third highest grossing film of all time.
Ever.
Yes, that's all he needs for it to break even.
But that math ain't mathing.
That math is not mathing, bro.
I mean, creative accounting.
Because to break that mark. Like, we're talking billions, right? Mm. And then the third highest grossing movie made how much? Not 2 billion. I think it's 1.8.
No, it is now. I think it is now because remember, Endgame and Infinity War like shook things up a bit.
Who's Googling faster? Dun, 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 dun. I'm getting that keyboard.
So it's.
The top three is in 2 billion.
The top four. Yeah. Actually, Star Wars as well.
Now you see.
Yeah.
2 billion.
The top four.
And you're saying to break, but that doesn't make sense. So it was 400 million. And you add, so that you're saying it's 400 million. So you don't necessarily double it, but say add another 200 on marketing.
But his issue is that this film's been in production for 9 years as well. So even with his budget of, I don't know if he's declaring the full budget on this when he says 400 million, because it's 9 years of production.
That's a lot of fucking money, Joey.
Big cost. But to your point about the first Avatar, the niche in the market was 3D.
Yeah.
And then
what promoting is he gonna do
that
now?
Intensely. Now he has to find a new niche and promote it as well.
He's going
to
beam the movie straight into our brains.
Into your brain. Yeah. He's going to the Riddler from Batman forever.
They're going to hire people to splash seawater in there.
4D. Smell-o-vision.
Just like chuck in a bucket. Here's this fucking sardine.
Yeah. So he's talking about at least $2 billion to break even, which actually also brings us to our other favorite franchise.
Okay, yeah.
Actual favorite.
Yeah.
Fast X's budget is going bananas.
It's ballooning.
Okay.
So they're currently filming, right? And you know they had a director switch.
Yes.
So that, James... Justin Lin.
Yes.
So that was racist of me. I apologize. Justin Lin.
Has left.
Left, yes. And then they had to spend extra money to get that other director
Leterrier.
And... people's salaries are increasing.
Yeah, Brie Larson joined the cast.
Yes.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Okay. Momoa.
Yeah, because they went to space. Now they're going under the water. They're going to Atlantis when they could have just driven like out of Cape Town.
Exactly. The dunes.
So much less money. Yeah. So Fast X is currently at $340 million.
Wow.
For their budget. That is almost double what the last movie cost.
That's fucked.
That's the amount that you pay for CGI for the whole movie.
No, that is everything. So that's actors, that's post-production, that's locations, filming, cast, crew, Alice, like 340. This is kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
Because we're talking Avengers Endgame budget, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That Avengers Endgame budget was close to 300.
You mentioned the Justin Lin thing. Apparently, it was costing Universal up to $1 million per day to keep production in limbo while they were trying to replace Justin Lin.
But that's what we don't account for. When movies are delayed, it costs them so much fucking money.
Yeah, because all of the, like, the cast members, cast members, all the crew members, for instance,
everyone
are booked
has to be
on
paid.
The job.
Yeah.
So they have to be paid for the days that they are in limbo because they were booked for that.
Because they would already have been booking
something else. Exactly.
Fucking hell. 300. Okay. Here's my question. Because you are also a fan of the Fast franchise.
Yes.
Is this worth it?
No. And you know that I got back on board with the last Justin Lin label. I was like,
not the last, not nine.
No, look,
nine lost me.
Like,
I got back on board with nine with Justin Lin. I didn't like the space stuff.
Nine.
But I felt like story wise, they started going a bit more towards what had made the Fast franchise the Fast franchise.
Space. Yes.
Family.
Oh. It's family every movie. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the main thing. But I think for me, I kind of fell off. Not fell, I still watch the movies, but I kind of lost a bit of love for them, for the franchise. I think around about, like, was it 6 or 7?
No, seven is good.
Yeah, but he, like, got catapulted off a tank. And superhero
spaces,
and
like, but then you got the in 9 where he's doing that.
He's holding the building together.
The Bonda family is very strong.
The fuck is that? This guy wants to make himself a superhero every film.
But he's quite toxic, eh? Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is toxic because his ego is massive, and the problem is they can't replace him. No. He's like an executive producer. On this film, like he's running the show.
But he's the face of the franchise.
Okay, question.
Mm.
If for whatever reason, Vin Diesel had to leave the franchise.
Yeah.
Right? Or they kick him out, or you're just like, nah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Who could replace him?
Roman's time to shine, baby.
No.
If they do that, I will actively protest that movie. Actively. I won't avoid it. I'll actively protest. I'll make a sign. Mm. Anyway, who else is bald and strong? No, he's already
Jason Statham. He's already Thank you, Abby, for giving me time to whip out Jason Statham.
Oh my God, this voice.
This is my Statham.
I'm waiting for it to die. Who's bald? The problem is...
Yeah. Kojak, my bro.
Hello, this Kojak. Movie is done for bald
Kojak,
man.
My bro.
What? Who?
Savalas?
No, he's dead. Isn't he dead? He's dead, though. He must be dead. Yo, my daddy used to like that guy.
Kojak.
He has to be bald because of the representation. All the strongest men in the Fast universe are bald.
Yes.
Mm. But I suppose they could just shave it. Who do you suggest?
That's a tough one.
What? You asked
the question thinking that you guys were going to answer it.
No, it's a tough one.
Cut McAvoy's hair again.
No.
Professor X that shit.
The problem is that the people who could replace him have already had him in the universe.
Yeah. That's true.
The Rock, Jason Statham, Paul Walker.
Yeah. What if
R.I.P.
Wildcard?
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
Wow, I think he's got he's too talented for this franchise.
But he's in the universe already. He was in Hobbs and Shaw, remember? So yes. Technically, he's in the extended universe.
Yes,
he's the CIA guy.
Yes, he was the agent.
Yeah, but that's true.
It's too much Ryan Reynolds, I think.
Yeah, he's Ryan Reynolding everywhere else.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
By the end of the episode, I'll have an answer for you.
Cool. Cuck, Brad, we're going to forget.
No, I won't forget.
I'll think about it.
Abby, remember. But anyway, not worth it.
No. Neither Avatar or Fast X.
We are going to be highly disappointed by these films.
People are going to go in their dozens to Avatar, and then they're going to be like, this is really stupid because everything's in 3D now and there's no magic.
I don't see how
people will still come to the movie because it's a day out for car club guys. You know the Honda clubs, the VW clubs, they all come out, they all pull
when
up.
When last did you see a fucking GTI in a Fast and Furious movie?
That's true, but I mean, they still believe in the spirit
they
of the
should
movie.
Drive, that's the thing, that's what they should do, yeah. Is just drive regular cars.
Yeah.
I want to see a Honda Civic,
mm-hmm.
I want to see a GTI,
mm.
I want to see a fucking, what
Mark
else?
Skyline.
Mark 1 Golf. Skyline? Wait, no, which no, the no. old Skyline?
The R32.
The old
STI.
Yeah. STI.
GXI, maybe.
Wow, now we're talking. Maybe Mark 1, Mark 2, and Mark 3 as a team.
Yeah.
And then Mark 4 as well.
Works.
Bubble toy.
We are so far off the point.
We are on the point because family and cars is what it's all about. Bob Iger is back.
He's back, baby.
You thought he was gone. No, it's been over 2 years.
It's been over 2 years,
It's been over 2 years.
Yes,
it feels like it's been like 6 months.
You know why it feels like that? He never really left.
COVID.
No, for sure.
He was consulting. There was a lot of consulting.
They had secret meetings and this one doing that. And then it's like, hey, Bob, get the fuck out.
You want the other Bob back?
No, I feel fuck off for Bob Chapek, actually, because that bonus will be enough.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Because they renegotiated his contract recently, I think.
Mm.
And also, it's not like he's not going to go sit on another board or whatever the fuck.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
But this is a big move for Disney. A lot of Marvel fans have been upset with Phase 4. Mm. Got the Pixar stuff that hasn't been doing that well. Mm.
Maybe if your CEO doesn't say that, it's for that pop and cheese off of kids.
Yeah.
So they brought a friendly face back.
Yeah.
A friendly face.
Yeah, I mean, it because everyone loves Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Bob Iger was a guy that believed in the creative process and that driving the company. You know what I mean? These business decisions, they are creative decisions, and he married the two.
Yeah.
The Pixar, and he bought Pixar.
He oversaw the biggest expansion of Disney.
Exactly.
Like ever.
So people love him and adore him, but what happened? Look, COVID happened. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have wanted to be Chapek during COVID.
No.
Yeah.
He made decisions that was necessary.
Yeah.
But I think now, after all this, they see that the trajectory that they're on comes down to capitalism, not making money.
Yeah. And I mean, also, there was all the controversies that he had.
Yeah.
With regards to like the Scarlett Johansson thing that happened under his watch.
That would have never happened with Iger.
Well, look, Chapek had that. They also lost about $1.5 billion in revenue, they reckon. Yes. In the time that he was there. But also, exactly to your point, that whole, the attitude that Disney had towards Scarlett Johansson with that
ridiculous
saga was just...
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she got her money.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit wouldn't have happened under Iger. And it's exciting, but it's also like he retired and he's only going to be CEO for 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's going to transition. Oh, well, he did choose Chapek. But they're going to choose another. But Chapek didn't come from the creative side. He came from Parks, I think. And he's a business finance man.
Yes.
So he put a lot of emphasis on that. And the creative decision sort of fell by the wayside. And then they sunk so much money into streaming, which seemed like the right thing to do. But it lost him a shit ton of money.
Yeah. That's it.
Allegedly. A meeting of like Kevin Feige and other people that run the divisions, and they were like, we can't fucking work with this guy. And they had like the secret meeting with the board and the thing. But at the time when Iger was in charge, he was also the chairman of the board. Mm-hmm. But he's not chairman on the board anymore. So he's still beholden to the board.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like full control. I just think he's there to like manage the transition.
Yeah. And also just to like steady the ship again.
Yeah, good PR for them.
Yeah.
And but we'll see.
Stability.
Yeah.
Because now even this Strange World movie is not getting good ratings.
Yeah. It's their worst rated film ever. It broke Disney. It broke a record for Disney in that it's their first rotten film in like 31 movies.
It's so bad it's rotten.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow.
Like 31 movies or something like that that's come out. This is the first one that is like not doing well. So it's, yeah, it's, they're in a bad space.
Oh, yeah.
Phase 4 was probably
even a light year we were a little disappointed with. It wasn't, but then the attitude was like make movies for streaming, not for cinema. And then your quality drops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You enjoy animated films, right?
Of course I do.
Yeah. What's your favorite animated film? Go.
Lion King.
Oh, that's a good
I watched that in the cinema when it came out. 1994, 1995.
In
the atrium.
Mufasa dying, bruh. Okay, back to Iger.
Yes.
He's also someone who helped Marvel, well, Marvel specifically, but also Disney as a whole, to transition into more diverse casting, more diverse appointments of directors and things like that.
Yeah.
So Blade was sitting without a director for the longest time, and it's probably a movie that the old Disney and Marvel would not have approved of at all.
Yeah, but so that script was apparently dog shit.
The initial script.
Okay.
So they got a new director and new writers to redo Blade, but Mahershala Ali is still on board.
He's still on board, and they have the guy, Jan Demange. How do you pronounce his surname? Demange.
Demange.
No, you're thinking of Debange.
Debange.
No, Debange, the other guy.
No, in any case, the new director. No.
Chico.
The new director, Jan Demange, who directed the pilot episode of Lovecraft Country. He is the guy for Blade.
I didn't watch Lovecraft Country.
No, me neither.
But apparently the first episode is very good.
The first episode is good, and then it kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for that. But I've also heard, because I've got my ear to the streets.
And people talk to you.
Right? People do talk to me. Only you, my love. Only you. So the because now this push was for streaming and so many fucking projects were in there, that Kevin Feige couldn't keep his hand on everything like he did with the phases, the other phases.
With phase 1, 2, 3.
That's why people feel like the quality of Marvel stuff is dubbed. I personally enjoy the fight just because of the exciting ideas that are coming through and stuff. It's like new directions.
And you will have teething issues 100%. With exploring new avenues. Yes. I think it's a natural thing that needs to happen. But I think there's also a degree of fairness in pointing out that the quality of the movies in this last phase is probably a bit inferior to what's come before.
But that is also Chapek putting power in the wrong people's hands.
Yeah.
Iger is going to steady that ship. Yeah. When will we see the results of that?
Probably like Q2 2023 or something.
Yeah. 2024 What's next? What's early next year in terms of superhero films?
Isn't it...
Fury of the Gods.
No, is it not... Okay, you can Google, it's fine.
Nah, Google, I love the race. Come on, you're gonna win one.
I'm already there.
You hesitated.
I was like,
where is what's coming?
Yeah. Now's your chance.
This article sucks.
It's the hare versus the tortoise.
Ant-Man is the next one, February 17. And then Guardians, and then the Marvels.
And then after that, we'll see.
So that's all sequels, nothing new coming out. And then 2024... is currently Captain America, Thunderbolts and Blade, and Deadpool 3. That's a bit of a crazy one.
It's a lot of work, eh? But look, I'm excited Iger's back. We'll see what happens if, if this is a PR vibe, if he's actually going to make big moves. I know he fired a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people.
He wishes he didn't have to.
He fired executives that were,
like dead weight, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Ross, I just need them to build towards a good Secret Wars. That's all I want in my life.
Yeah, but that series looks just, though.
The
Secret Invasion.
No, I'm talking about Avengers.
I know, but like, if they start off liquor like that, because that looks like a fucking spy thriller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Fury at the helm. It does look good.
Nah, just. Let's do it. Were you a fan of Power Rangers back in the day?
The biggest fan of Power Rangers.
Really?
Like, SABC 1, SABC 2, 1995, 96.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Original Jason.
Original.
Red Ranger.
Yeah, when they were when they put them in the racist color suits.
Yeah.
Black is black.
Black is black and yellow is and yellow is yellow. Yeah. Well,
but yeah, I was also a huge fan.
Do you know she's dead also?
Yeah, Trini.
Trini.
Oh my goodness.
I was shocked when I found that.
Yeah. I mean,
when did she die?
She passed away like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a while ago.
But I don't know why they replaced her for the movies though.
Well, the movies had a lot of replacements.
The only
returning cast members were Billy and Jason.
And the Pink Rangers.
And the Pink Rangers. Yes. Ooh, Pink Ranger.
Easy Kimberly. Tiger. Yeah, Kimberly. Yeah. I liked the yellow one though.
Mm, Trini was,
She was hot. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is that the Green Power Ranger, Jason David Frank, he committed suicide.
Yeah, it was sad. When I saw the news, I was just like,
because he's been a constant favorite throughout this.
And also, he was constantly involved in the community. Like, always going to conventions.
Yeah.
Interacting with the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed up in further seasons of the show as well.
Numerous different iterations.
He came back as a White Ranger at one point, isn't he?
Well, in the film, he was the White Ranger. There we go. And then in subsequent films, he's been the Green Ranger a lot and the Red Ranger, so generally team leader. And to be honest, he kind of lived out the Power Rangers thing. Like, he saw himself as the leader of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, that was the core of himself, basically.
Shit, man. Yeah. And by all accounts, he's a very good dude and just loved the fans and the fandom so much.
Yeah. He was also apparently a legit MMA fighter as well.
He was
into fighting too.
I did see something about that, like one thing that he was like an MMA fighter.
Yeah, he was legit. So, that is cack sad, man.
Can you remember when that Green Ranger arc started playing out?
Yeah.
And
I lost my mind. Not gonna lie, I lost my mind. Because what happened was that green dinosaur just crept out behind the sunrise. I was a big fan.
I see it.
I mean, I'm wearing green, so like.
Oh, wow. Excuse me. Look, I was a casual, pardon the pun, but I was casual. I loved it when I was, but I don't think I was in that era for as long as you were.
Yeah.
So, because I had moved on to like girls and stuff.
I was in sub B. I was in sub B when we used to play Power Rangers.
Go, Power Rangers. It's the best theme song as well.
I mean, also like the
shredding on it.
I mean, I remember when the movie came out.
Yeah.
With the, was it Ivan Ooze?
Yes.
I mean,
oh no, you're thinking of X-Men Apocalypse?
No. Ivan Ooze.
Very similar.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Oscar Isaac, the story cover.
When the movie came out, I begged my mommy to take me to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Still at Casey Cinemas.
I mean, that was a good scene.
Towards the end,
Free Willy, all that shit.
Towards the end, it really wasn't cinema to go to.
They couldn't keep the standards
up. The seats were
missing
or stinking in one of the theaters. But I mean, the original Power Rangers, I went to go watch it in the movies, and it was just like
mind blowing.
Because the suits also like were
they
upgraded.
Were movie quality suits.
Exactly,
wasn't TV suits.
It wasn't spandex.
It was legit.
Legit.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't cut in images from like from previous shows.
That's what started. Yeah,
but I mean, clearly someone who struggled with
depression. Yeah,
who struggled with depression, who struggled with not being able to speak, and if anything, we can just encourage everyone, if you need help, get help, find support. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Because even a Power Ranger.
Even a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Need
help.
Aware.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Go. Power Ranger. Zordon.
Sec. It's time for a review.
This week's review is Black Adam, directed by Jaumee Collette-Serra. In ancient conduct, Teth Adam was bestowed the almighty powers of the gods. After using these powers for vengeance, he was imprisoned, becoming Black Adam. Nearly 5,000 years have passed, and Black Adam has gone from man to myth to legend. Now free, his unique form of justice, born out of rage, is challenged by modern-day heroes who form the Justice Society.
Oh, that synopsis is almost as long as the movie.
Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam, Aldous Hodge, Pierce Brosnan, Noah Centineo, Sarah Shahi, Quintessa Swindle.
And Muhammad Amir as well.
Muhammad Amir, yes. Yeah.
Who's that man?
He's from Rami. From Rami, the guy with the
Mo, he's got his own show now.
Yes.
It's called Mo, isn't it?
Also.
No, yeah, he does stand up comedy.
Stand up comedian,
well.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
His show looks very good though.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a pity he was wasting it. I mean, he did have some good lines.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay. Who hurt you?
No, Black Adams.
Black Adams.
I'm not going first.
Oh, you're not going first.
No, someone else is going first.
So this film has been hyped to the high heavens by its lead actor, The Rock.
When did he get the role?
Was it 15, 12 years ago that he was originally cast as Black Adam?
Yeah, she just sneezes like that. She's going to do it again. It's a coconut. Done in by a sister.
So this movie has been long gestating and has finally come out. So The Rock has been promoting it like crazy
across all platforms.
He's spoken about this as the movie that.
But he's very good at that.
Oh yeah. Self-promotion.
He's good at that, but also like it becomes a bit too much sometimes though.
So this film was basically framed as it would redefine DC and the, the power levels within DC. Do you think that it achieved that, Ross? And casual?
I don't think the movie had the impact The Rock was hoping for. Or just like the impact he thinks it had. Because, you know, there's talks that he's like throwing his toys and being a diva post the movie coming out and it making the money that it did.
Yeah.
But I don't think it made the impact that he thinks it made.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
I think this movie was made 10 years too late.
just as a viewpoint, yes. I think 10 years too late is interesting. My sentiment with regard to the way that The Rock typed it is that he was very much focused on himself and positioning himself as a main protagonist, not story-wise, but literally in real life for DC. And I think that the 10 years too late is not just in relation to him putting this film out, but also it doesn't take into perspective something like James Gunn taking over the film side of DC at all.
The mere fact that he wants the shit built around him is a testament to how much he does not understand this character.
And maybe also proves what Vin Diesel was.
Yeah, it's not all, not all black and white there.
At the beginning, I believed The Rock.
Yeah, me too.
But now I'm like, maybe even Diesel was a little bit right.
Maybe both of them are trash.
Oh, him and Tyrese. They all were saying the same thing. So, yeah.
Look, this movie was made 10 years too late. I feel like the story, the execution, everything just seemed like a superhero movie from about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, did you guys get at the beginning of the movie, get like a very much like a 300 vibe?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Like 300%. No, 300%.
Ripped off completely. Ripped off completely.
With that, like, that color grading.
Yeah,
that, like,
yeah, but just because it's in the Middle East, does it have to get that color grading?
Why not, Ross? Do you not need that level of saturation in your
life? Contrast. It's like the only way Americans can tell it's in the Middle East is if you fucking brown
it out.
Don't
get the music.
Oh my God.
Has to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Look, you got movies like Wakanda Forever, which is so culturally?
Here we go.
Rich, right? And attention to detail. Why couldn't they do the same thing with this film?
Because there are shortcuts that exist, like the things we've just mentioned now, that just quickly make you feel like you're in the Middle East. They feel like there doesn't have to be an effort to actually create a proper setting, a proper, like, to make it feel legit.
Yeah.
No effort has to be made.
Like, there's no, like, influence. You can't deny that there has to be influences of Islam. There has to be influences of all these things. It doesn't have to come through in the religion per se, but, like, design choices, cinematography, like, do the fucking work, man. Do the fucking work. Let's wait for that.
I sense anger.
Pardon.
Now that you've let out some steam and some gas.
No, there's more coming.
Maybe we should answer a couple of questions because we are talking about Black Adam, the casting, and The Rock, and the behind the
scenes.
Let's
cover the story quickly. Okay. I know you did the synopsis, but Black Adam, he does have more than one origin story in the comics.
But Ross, throughout, there is an intrinsic connection to the Shazam comic.
Yeah.
Well, originally Mr. Marvel, then Shazam.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel, and then Shazam. But that connection is, like, intrinsic, right?
Yeah.
No. which speaks to some of what The Rock is doing behind the scenes for me. which doesn't really make sense.
Because he was supposed to play either or. Mm. He had a choice. And then he asked Twitter, and Twitter said Black Adam. Mm. But I think they just say that because he's not white.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have
basically. And people are like, yeah, he looks a bitchy more like a, like a Black Adam than a Shazam.
Yeah. Go on to this fucking movie.
So story-wise.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, like I said, he has a few origins. This one, they took inspiration from the New 52 when DC did a whole reset, which they tend to do every few years.
Yeah. Led by Jeff Johns.
He started off in Egypt at first, his first origin, which is also they pull on the gods from Egypt. And then in this one is the Middle Eastern country of Kandak, which is just generic Middle Eastern.
Yeah, why give more detail?
Nah.
you put the Q in there somewhere.
Nah.
Just in case they get confused, you know.
Which is fine. I don't mind that. It's comic book accurate, but then, do the work. In the original run, his nephew actually got the power. Mm. And he then killed his nephew and then got the power from his nephew and shit. In this one, that's a spoiler.
We can't go into details.
But okay, Death Adam, he's there. Okay, I can't actually say anything without spoiler. Otherwise, I'm going to rant. You go.
we can talk about how there are massive similarities with the Shazam film and how this one plays out the introduction of Black Adam.
Yeah.
To the point where I felt like, again, there's just no effort that was made here. To do something unique.
No.
Even though that's what you've hyped as this will be different, this will be this. The anti-hero aspect was hyped as well in all the trailers.
God,
the violence anti-hero. Of the character was hyped in the films. The first trailer brought up him killing that guy, like eviscerating him into just skeleton.
Mm.
How do you feel about how all of that played out? The action and the anti-hero aspects of this role?
The way that they hyped up the violence in the trailer didn't really translate into the movie that much. It wasn't like your ultra-violent, R-rated style of violence.
Run-of-the-mill PG-13.
Yeah, very much like PG-13, but it wasn't like ultra-violent, for me at least.
Again, this should have been made 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It would have been violent for the time.
The slow motion, the violence, all that stuff.
Oh, thank you. Jenna asked me specifically to ask you, what does Ross think of the slow motion?
The fucking slow motion. So much slow motion. She slept. Abby fell asleep twice. We tried to watch this movie twice. The slow motion... I blame Zack Snyder for that.
Yeah.
And they think it's cool and they do it in the DC all the time.
Maestro.
But now what they've done is they've added a popular song to it, Jody.
Which I think they ripped off from Wonder Woman's intro in Batman vs Superman when she first came out and they do the Amazon.
No, man. I'm talking about the scene where they play that... that one, and then he's doing the thing. So but that happened more than once where they take a popular song and then they put, I mean, Kanye West's Power was also used in the trailer.
I did like the use of that in the movie.
Yeah, that but scene I mean, that was song cool. is a fucking banger. Whether you like Kanye or not, that song fucking bangs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a DC trait as well. Look at Suicide Squad where they also just fucking... plop, not James Gunn's Suicide Squad, the other one, where they plop like popular songs in. Mm. And I felt like they took the worst ideas from everything and sort of mashed it together and made this thing that was supposed to be game-changing for DC, but is honestly one of the most generic superhero movies I've seen in a long time.
And you know why I think that is? I've just checked this director out, this Jaume Colletsera.
Is that how you say his name?
Jaume,
like the cell phone brand.
I assume
Jaume.
like a Jaume P20.
Yeah. This episode brought to you by Jaume P20. Filming on an iPhone.
This guy has directed House of Wax, Orphan, The Shallows.
House of Wax, that classic.
Yes. The remake, not the Philip Price one.
Wait, what is the one where people went to watch?
Because of Paris Hilton.
Yeah, Die.
The remake.
Okay.
But there was a previous one who had the, what's his face, Price on that. He also directed Jungle Cruise of the Rock, and then Unknown, Nonstop, and Run All Night, all those Liam Neeson movies. Now you see what I'm saying about the genericness.
Yes.
It's exactly that.
Even The Rock, perfect
and,
for each
other. And The Commuter. My fuck, he did four of those Liam Neeson.
The Commuter, what's that about? Just a guy jumping from
Liam
train
Neeson.
To train.
Liam Neeson is 50 years old and he's killing and he's...
On a train.
Yeah.
And then on a bus.
and in run all night on foot. So yeah, the genericness okay, of
that,
the movie,
that does make sense
if you look at the director and his output. Yeah,
but now you look, The Rock is also not known for
his range.
Yeah,
which I think is really on display, because now I want to the character of Black Adam is a super interesting character, and we recently reviewed
so interesting
Namor. Mm. Who I think Black Adam.
Have you seen
Wakanda
Forever?
I have not.
Yara,
I'm watching it this week. When? I'm going to watch it this week.
Just go stand in the corner, naughty corner. For
No, I'm going to watch it.
But Namor, as I know him from the comics and stuff, and Black Adam have a lot of similarities in terms of their anti-hero status. Mm. They tread that line, but also they have reasons for why they do what they do. So this character is a nuanced character. Is someone that can be brought to life in a very interesting way, which The Rock seems to believe, I just need to play him without a smile. If I do it completely deadpan, I will give nuance.
They took the one good quality that The Rock has and they took it out, which is charisma.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not The Rock, yeah.
Yeah, I think also because if you look at The Rock's previous roles, for instance, that like deadpan thing is a crutch for him. Like sometimes when he feels like he needs to act and like have a bit of emotion, he does that deadpan thing. Mm. But then at least in his other movies, there's a bit of personality there.
Yeah, there's something to make him likable. And if you got a hero... Well, he's not a hero.
Look, I mean...
He tells you that.
Yeah, and I mean also...
Over and over again, he's... I'm not a hero.
In case you didn't know, he's an anti-hero.
Yeah,
he's
a hero. I'm not a hero.
But I mean, there were moments where he tried to, I think, bring in some comedic elements with, I don't want to give away too much, but like, we tried to like give off like some one-liners and deliver it like,
which was funny. Which was basically just rehashing the Terminator Part 2 when they did that whole thing. Mm. It's like, I have a robot that doesn't know how to function and this is how you do it.
I think that's the main problem. Like, you know what to expect from The Rock. Mm. And in this movie, he wasn't The Rock. He was a Rock.
Yes. Abby, just package that for us. So, actually, going into our questions, we had one from Mr. Roper 81. Do you think that The Rock did justice to the character of Black Adam?
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
Hell no, he didn't.
Mom, no.
If you the more you learn about this character, like, he's so fucking complex. And sometimes he's a genocidal maniac. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he helps out the Justice League. Mm. It's a weird fucking... There's so much shit that happens in between. Mm. Like, there's one comic book run where he kills like 2 million people.
Yeah.
And you don't get that from that. You don't get... Yeah, he kills a lot of people.
Yes. But he's told you he's an anti-hero?
Yeah, he's not a hero.
Okay. Let's segue into some more character stuff. Mm. So Mr. Roper 81 also had a different question, which was, do you think that Atom Smasher was a waste of a character in the movie?
Yeah, I think everyone that wasn't...
Everyone that wasn't Hawkman, Dr. Fate, and Black Adam
was a waste.
Yeah, I think it was just put there for filler, basically.
Yeah, it was 100%
filler.
Well,
filler and diversity, because both Cyclone and Atom Smasher are like diverse characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they are... underutilized, underexplained, and completely wasted.
Yeah.
Because, like, all I got from Cyclone was, oh, she looks graceful.
Yeah.
And I'm smart. And colors.
And all you got from Atom Smasher was his duck neck. Did you see his neck is the same width as his head? I mean, I'm not one to make fun of appearances.
I'm all neck, baby.
Yeah. It's like, shit. But, yeah, they were just put there. They had this weird will they, won't they romance thing for fuck all.
Exactly.
Like, nothing paid off. Forward, didn't move the plot off. It was just there.
Yeah.
So well, what did you think of the attempts at humor from, like, Atom, like, his character and, like...
It was fine, I guess.
But also, again, it's derivative and it's... If the movie had come out a few years ago, I would have laughed at it. Yeah, but exactly. We've seen versions of that.
Yes,
the Ant-Man guy.
Yeah.
No, you can't compare to Ant-Man. Because that's essentially what he was trying. Mm. I don't think his comedic timing was good.
He's got a big... That guy's got a big following. The
Santino.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like 14
women. He was in To All the Boys or something. To All the Boys I Loved or Kissed or something like on Netflix.
I don't think this is a strong foray into superhero territory. Yeah.
I think that this other response to our questions actually touches on some of our frustrations. Tintin, Tintin.CapeTown says, can we DM The Rock and tell him to quit acting?
Yeah, I did already. I did already. That was 2 years ago. And he said no.
He said, I have a destiny.
Yeah, he said.
He said no in between while he in his gym session while he was benching.
The Iron Paradise.
The Iron Paradise.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I changed my body, transformed my body for it's this. About and drive. It looks the same.
It looks the same.
It's about drive. It's about power.
It's about steroids. Staying high every hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The Rock in the right context works.
Yes.
And we've seen it before. The rundown, we've seen it.
His introduction in the Fast franchise.
Mm, Fast and franchise.
Yeah.
Fast and franchise. Yeah.
In part 5.
Oh, he came in as, he was glistening.
Yeah, he was glistening. He had a Texas accent that disappeared subsequently. Yeah. But that type of character, that type of role for him.
Yeah, it works.
Dude, I would even go so far as to say that Central Intelligence, I know you're a Kavanaugh. Central Intelligence for me is a funny movie. Like the two of them doing their buddy comedy thing in there, it works.
No, they put in you can't make Kevin Hart the straight man and expect The Rock to carry the fucking cookie load. I'm sorry.
That worked for me.
It worked.
On your hat.
And then, okay, we all decided he's bad for Black Adam. In the DC universe, who would he be better suited for?
But why does he have to be in it?
No, but saying now. Saying. No, but saying by now.
Same by now.
They like, we need to get The Rock in the DC. Yes. Who would he be best suited for? I would think Lobo.
No, but we all
I know Jason Momoa. Yeah. But if you keep Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think Lobo, put a wig on that motherfucker.
Mm. No.
You can do Lobo.
Do you know who should be?
Who?
Dr. Freeze from Batman.
Chill.
He's Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
He's not a doctor.
Chill.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger.
With Arnold's iconic portrayal. No, don't shit on my Arnold.
She should put it in The Rock. Like the Rock's portrayal of the
doctor. You could have been a good Bane
I've got one
also,
for you. Mm. John Stewart.
No, but you see.
No, man.
No, but you see, visually, that like.
He's too big.
That army. No, but just that. John Stewart is like almost like military. He's got that whole persona of like, you know, he's the straight character, which is ironic. But I think he could pull that off because it doesn't require that much of him in order to.
I don't think so. Like, because John Stewart has gravitas. Mm. Rock has charisma.
He has gravel.
And the difference in quality between gravel and gravitas is too vast.
Immense.
So you need someone like fucking, who's that guy that was in that thing?
That
you could give me a picture more.
The guy.
In that thing.
Yeah.
The TV
thing. No, he was in that movie with the church thing.
Oh yeah, the Alzheimer's.
Yeah, they call me. I'll get to him. But anyway, I don't think The Rock should be playing Black Adam. He should be playing, I think, a Lobo or someone like with a little more pizzazz.
But Lobo is zany.
But he can do that. He can picture him with a fucking cigar on a motorbike.
Yeah.
Fucking
I mean, does it empower? So like he has that like charisma thing there.
So back to Black Adams.
Yes. What did you think of Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate? That for me was like top notch, right?
Best costume as well.
Oh, dope costume.
That was all CGI, eh?
Yeah.
He was in a mocap suit.
I assumed as much. But Aldous Hodge as Hawkman, I was very excited about that when it was announced. I don't know if he quite did it as well as what I would have hoped. But he was okay.
He got his ass beat throughout that movie.
And he keeps coming back like he wasn't given a fuck.
Fuck out of that guy throughout that whole 2 hours.
It doesn't stop him.
He got fucked, man.
But that, Ross, is it a spoiler to talk about him?
Yeah, that is a spoiler.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to say.
No, the fact that in the comics, Hawkman can regenerate. Right, that's one of his like one of the interesting nuances of that character, and there's no mention made of that other than his line, "I don't fear death," which I think is kind of hinting at that thing. But
there was no willy nilly with like comic footage.
Oh yeah, fast and loose,
loose and fast.
But Dr. Fate was amazing. Yeah, was they good. Even took like some inspo from the Injustice games as well. That move where he brings that symbol down.
Yeah,
it's an Injustice move. Then.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Fate was cool. The love interest or the mother, Sarah Shahi.
It's not just me. I'm staying away from the donut of the consistors.
Yeah, sis.
Sorry, guys.
Do you want to take a sip? And
it was because of the sip.
Okay, no.
Let's not rehash that. Okay.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm good.
I know, this happens all the time. Don't worry. Especially to Jody. So... Sarah Shahi, beautiful woman. Mm. Hey, Abby.
Stunning.
I
begin al weer.
No, but she was on my celebrity list.
Oh, so, yeah, nice.
Say on the World Pass list.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll never come to the World Pass list. But I thought she was good as fine and as the mother.
Look, the elements of the story there where they talk about things like with colonialism and how the heroes, the Justice Society, has left them to suffer for like decades. And now they come in when there's a hero that represents them. That was interesting story.
I did like that, though. Because the people were like, who the fuck are you?
Why must we support you guys if you never came here to save us? So that was an interesting part in the story for
from
me.
From Intergang.
Intergang.
I know it.
Why make effort?
I know it's coming accurate, but yo.
Why bother?
It sounds so cocky.
Intergang.
I'll be embarrassed to tell people that Intergang has taken over my country. What did you think of the boy?
Amon.
That for me was the part that was too similar to Shazam, because it's basically Billy Batson and his best friend, like the same thing over again.
But he gets powers in the comics.
That boy.
Yeah, but he's the brother of Sarah Shai's character. So she gets powers, and she becomes Isis.
Mm. Yeah, that name, I was like, when I Googled it, I was like... Yeah.
Is she listed as Isis in a cast list?
Yes.
Oh, so she's probably going to be Isis in the future.
Ah.
And then becomes...
But that implies that there is a future to the franchise.
He becomes Kid Osiris, the boy.
That's a dope name.
Kid Osiris,
like Kid Flash. But I found him a little irritating. Abby didn't.
Yeah, like I said, for me it was just too similar to the Shazam story for me.
And his exposition in the... Like the movie starts in this exposition.
Yeah.
Just like, this is the thing, and we did this, and he did that. I was like, that fucking intro was so fucking long.
And also, I know that they were trying to frame it as like, we don't know that The Rock is actually the father of that boy. That's what they wanted people to believe with how everything... You know, they don't show his face in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, but everyone knows that he's the anti-hero. He keeps reminding us he's the anti-hero.
There's a question about the boy.
So this one is from Safia. Why was the Black Adam script so cuck? And why did that boy's accent sound like it was dubbed throughout the movie?
ADR.
So much ADR. Yeah, yeah. And Abby only recently started to notice ADR.
Yeah.
And I pointed out, and then she's like, yeah, okay, you ruined it.
Did you see the ADR of Morgan Freeman with the World Cup opening?
Yo, that was terrible. That was terrible.
Really?
Did you watch the World Cup opening?
No.
I mean, it was a great ceremony. Mm-hmm. It got people in their feels.
Yeah.
But just the audio of Morgan Freeman speaking and him on the field with his mouth moving.
It wasn't
singing. Wait, so it was live ADR? Yeah. Or they were there?
They were playing. They just played a track, but Morgan Freeman is talking while he's... So he's like, he's a really old man, and he's like going to sit down, and he apparently makes no noises while he's going to sit down.
The
audio's just going smooth as can be.
Wow, that opening ceremony.
Also, they must have money if they got Morgan Freeman to sit on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, my God, he sits on the floor.
Sat on the floor.
That's tens of millions. It's the Qatari government.
Yes,
they like
course. Yeah, just take the money. Take the money.
I didn't watch it. I'm not supporting this World Cup. But
to answer Safia's question.
Yeah, look, people do ADR for various reasons. Sometimes, you know, someone sneezes in the background and the mic picks it up and stuff. It's a whole lot of things. But sometimes it's just that the dialogue is not performed well. And then
second time, let's try.
Yeah, I think it's that with that boy, because a lot of his dialogue was ADR.
Okay, well, speaking of effects,
the script was cut.
We also have a question from Muhammad Flanders, who says, prefer heavy CGI films like Black Adam or something with more realistic shots like Woman King? I assume is what he meant.
Oh, what did he say?
Kin.
Kin.
No, I haven't seen the Woman King. So I can't answer that one, Muhammad Flanders. But I know people like to shit on CGI, and my heart lies with the actual animators, because it's usually on a massive time crunch, and there's just not enough time to make it look perfect. So I do not blame the animators for this.
Yeah, we've discussed that previously.
I blame the studios for this. But there's a heavy reliance on it now, a lot of the time, especially with superhero movies, and I think in the Rock's movies.
Yeah.
He has a massive trend of CGI, and it just looks, if it's not if they don't have time to finish it, it just looks cuck. And this, for the most part, was okay.
Mm. I feel like majority of the budget went to the Cape. Because the Cape was so, let's say, flawless.
Yeah, Cape was flawless. And like, Dr. Fate.
I was going to say, the effects around Dr. Fate, I loved.
Yeah.
That was... I really loved what they did with that character, with the magic effects that he did as well. But CGI, what we have to also accept is that if we want to see superhero movies, it has to be CGI heavy.
Yeah.
Unless you are doing something like a Captain America that's super grounded.
Mm.
But most CGI films are going, or most superhero movies will be CGI heavy, especially those like Black Adam, where magic is, like magic, lightning, it's core to the character.
It's all that. It's all
but
that.
Also, like, I don't know why, but like in all movies that have a lot of CGI, why can they never get the aircraft to look right? It always looks fake.
You're right, eh?
Like, because no one else cares.
That's one of the easiest things to render. Because you just need like the metal shading and stuff on it. Yeah. And then
you know what? Do you know what movie got
stealth?
No, not aircraft.
That Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel, and that white guy.
Generic white guy, actor.
But the one movie that got lighting correct on like metal and things like that was the first Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah.
CGI in that movie flawless. Was insanely
flawless.
Good. Did you hear that insane stat from that movie?
With the moving parts.
Yeah, it took like 36 hours to render out one frame of video. If there's five robots in the scene, 36 hours to render one frame. 24 frames in a second, do the math.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the math, but that's fucked now. It's true.
Yo, why must you optimize?
It's fine. I have a fear of numbers.
Everyone was thinking you did maths higher grade now before.
I didn't. Standard grade.
I failed standard grade. Yeah, that's where we're at now. And I do enjoy the more grounded movies. I mean, look at Batman. Look at, like you said, Captain America. It's nice to have contrast. I just don't want too much of it.
Yeah. CGI serves a purpose, but then do it well.
Yeah.
Back to the story.
Fucking cuck. No. So, I really didn't. At the end of this film, I was exhausted, man. There was a lot happening that I didn't care about. I'll put it that way. It reminded me of Transformers, the moon. What's the other one?
The Night of Transformers.
Dark Behind the Moon, man.
Oh, Dark Side of the moon.
I think it was that one.
The third one.
Yeah, I think it was that one. And it was just doof, 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 doof the whole time. And eventually I was like, I don't give a fuck about this. And script choices pissed me off. Like, I'm no hero. I'm not a hero. Like, repeatedly telling us that shit instead of showing us that shit.
But Ross, he shot down jets. Did that not tell you he's not a hero?
I mean, he killed literally hundreds of people.
Multiple people.
Which was cool and all, but like not what he promised.
But he was killing the colonizers, man. That's why it was like
the intergang.
Yeah.
Intergang. Because you get the pre-gang, the inter-gang, and the post-gang.
Hey, just a bunch of Post Malone fans. Okay, so should we go into spoilers? Did we answer everyone's question on the movie?
Well, I think the main ones. Oh, wait, there's one more from Tony Maneo. So, while the Black Adam movie is happening, is Shazam happening at the same time? I don't care.
So, okay, this is, Tony, to answer your question, I think this is one of the problems with The Rock pushing Black Adam in the direction. So he's pushing Black Adam as a Superman, I won't say villain, but antagonist, like they're going to butt heads.
Yeah.
You know, in these movies, they fight for a bit and then they're friends.
Yeah.
So I think there's that, but he's true. Nemesis is Shazam.
He is Shazam's like the villain murder thing. He is that.
And there was
Shazam.
That story that came out that The Rock like actively pulled Shazam out of this film.
Of course.
No, there were instances where they were going to reference Shazam and they were going to reference that.
But how do you
got
not
rid of it?
But that's my thing though. Is how do you not when you are literally saying Shazam to activate your powers?
Yeah,
exactly. And it's the same gods.
But it's different gods. It's different gods.
Okay, but Jimon is back. He came back for his role.
Yeah.
So, like, how can you not reference that this other character exists?
Because he doesn't understand a fucking character. He doesn't get Black Adam.
Tony, I hope that answers your question.
Fuck.
It's the rock or nothing.
Yeah.
It's rock all or fuck all.
Okay. So, would you say this movie is quite, or is it an eye for you? Be honest. If you think it's quite a
No. I definitely think it's like a straight out quiet. I also don't think it's a straight out nine.
No, but there's no nuance in our rating system. Okay. You can explain your nuance, have to choose one at the end.
At the end, I'm going to choose a nine. I'm going to say that the movie's a nine. But I do think it does have some redeeming qualities.
Like?
Like The Rock. Joking. and his acting, no. I think the redeeming qualities of this movie is that if you go into the movie with like no expectations, you're going to have a good time, I think, if you're just going to like looking for like Scorsese and Donner, like
that's
action.
That's fair.
Like if you have no like interest in the comic books, so you have nothing. If you have no allegiance towards DC,
no investment.
No investment. You're just gonna go and watch the movie.
Yeah,
you'll enjoy it.
Well, you're talking about her.
Okay.
And she did not enjoy it.
Okay. But I think for me, at the end of the day, it's a nine.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. You?
I am also leaning towards nine. When I watched it, I was like, I can see why people watched it once and won't go back. I can see that.
Yes.
Because their stuff, like the Dr. Fate things, the Justice Society, some of that is interesting.
Yeah.
The story, for the most part, I have a lot of irritations with it. I was like, okay, but should I be so negative? Because, you know, I can get very negative.
Yeah.
But having spoken about all the Rock issues now and having ventilated the topic with you guys, I am going to say it's a knife from me. Because The Rock is doing a total disservice to this character. This character is nuanced. This character is powerful. He's insanely strong. And The Rock is not the person to blame.
No, I agree.
At least the Rock is powerful. He's strong.
Do we know that, though? Are those weights real? That's the question.
It's all roids.
It's all roids.
It's on the tooth.
Look, it's a knife on me. This movie is cack.
It
was cack. I'm sorry. I've been spoiled. I've gotten used to a certain level of quality when it comes to superhero movies. And I am not willing to compromise now. And if it's cack, it's cack.
Yeah.
And they're wasting your fucking money. James Gunn, fix this cack as a blip.
We are ready.
Well, he does with that spoiler noise. And we'll answer the shame. Question. I heard it earlier.
Let me hear.
Spoiler warning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's dope, right?
Dope.
Dr. Fate dies.
Dr. Fate.
Smart out of the gate.
Yeah, that's how we hit our spoilers. Yes. We hit them hard and fast.
Yes, I know, but just being here in person.
There's no editing.
So we got his wife the worst, I think.
She heard the spoiler warning.
Yes.
She's like, I didn't think you would lead with that.
Yeah, fucking Dr. Fate dies.
But we do have a question that kind of deals with universe and stuff.
Wow.
From Luigi Perez 94.
Luigi!
How do you feel that James Gunn and Rock power play for DC Cinematic will play out?
I think that the studio is always the most powerful.
Yes.
And the studio made the decision to choose James Gunn.
Yes.
And I don't think the Rock will win.
I agree 100%.
Especially if you look at the numbers.
Yeah. I think that The Rock was trying to make this a like public thing. It's a popularity vote.
Yeah.
He thought his movie is a lot better than what it is. He thought that the people would be clamoring for Rock versus Superman. And no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
So I think most people with common sense are very much going to be on James Gunn. Please save the DC universe.
Get rid of The Rock.
Yeah, get rid of the track record speaks for itself.
DC, all the movies are fucking trash.
The Suicide Squad was good.
And the Batman. Batman.
The Batman.
The Batman was good.
Robert Pattinson, Batman, Abigail.
Two. Okay, fine, I'll give you that. It's too long. But
original Wonder Woman. Original Wonder Woman.
First Wonder Woman.
First Wonder Woman.
Aquaman. But Aquaman had an octopus playing drums. That's true. Namor is a thirst trap underwater. That motherfucker, he's wet. Everyone's wet.
He's a thirst trap on land, baby. When I watched this, I was like, if they had got Tino Huerta to play Black Adam. It would have been.
No, but you have other actors of Persian and Arab descent that could have fucking done way better than that.
But in terms of having the ability to convey that threat, that nuance of the character. What he just did with Namor is a template for what they should do with.
I'm sorry. Like, first of all, I think they should have cast a. Because at least do an appearance, man. So, okay, I'm not a studio head or anything. This is how I would have done it. I would have introduced Black Adam in Shazam.
Which was the logical place.
With not necessarily a big name star.
Yeah.
But with someone who can actually has the chops to do it. Mm-hmm. And then let that person, you know, sometimes in those movies, every time there's the person that steals the show, you let that person steal the show in Shazam and be like, yo, we want to see more of this, bro. And then be like, okay, let's get a Black Adam movie going. Not tie the star to it, who doesn't fucking get the character, and then make a generic piece of crap.
But he says he loves the character.
He knows fuck all about the character, man.
Do you know what there's been fuck all of in this podcast?
What?
Fuck all story details.
Because there is nothing to discuss.
Okay, he wasn't the chosen one.
No. So yes.
No, the McGovern isn't even a story. Like, who gives a fuck about that?
But
crown?
It leads to the end fight.
So the
reason that Kandak has been colonized and basically been under the intergang rule for 27 years is because there's a mineral resource that was only available in this country, which
Unobtainium.
Is Unobtainium. Eritrium.
No, Eternium.
Eternium.
No, I was making fun of Avatar.
Not gonna lie though, when I saw that name for the first time, I thought, why is the Ethereum in this movie?
Because it's on the blockchain, baby.
Crypto.
No,
people be mining.
Eternium is from the rock of eternity.
Yeah.
That's why. And it can
which
actually
is reference in the
it can actually damage Black Adam as well.
Yes, which it does. Yes. So the big bad in this film. They are mining for this mineral. Mm. The guy who actually leads the intergang, who turns out is one of the, he's actually on the good guy's side initially.
Yeah. Mm. So coming up,
he is a descendant of the previous king. Yeah. Descendant of the previous king, and he wants to have that power for himself.
Yeah.
Because there was a crown that was made that gives almost like the opposite of Black Adam. Yeah, so it's the demons bestow powers on this person.
Yeah, and that's the word. So how it works is that the word Shazam is an acronym for the names of different gods.
Yes. Each bestow an ability on.
Yeah, I have the list.
Yeah. So it's speed and power.
Yeah, it's about speed. It's about power. The list will be it's about wisdom.
So Captain Marvel is different because he uses the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, Brad Pitt, and the speed of Mercury.
What voice are you doing?
I'm just emphasizing M's and the first letters.
I like it.
The
speed
Shazam.
Of Mercury, so that makes Shazam. But in Black Adam's case, it is the stamina of Shu, the swiftness of Horus, the strength of Amon, the wisdom of Zehuti, the power of Aton, and the courage of Mehen.
Nice.
Didn't
Shazam.
Nailed it.
So it's also his word is also Shazam.
Yes.
But in the comics, there was the storyline where they trick him into saying the word, and then he actually dies because he's like literally 5,000 years old.
So
and he like fucking crumbles.
Geriatrics.
In the end, age gets us all.
Ageism, eh?
No, but that was a cool thing that I thought I was gonna see, but I didn't. They just made him smaller.
Yes.
Yeah. The people.
How do you feel about that
the CGI Steve Rogers effect?
Yeah.
I did that. It worked in certain points.
There's certain movements where it looked
odd. You can't get that right. You know?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's very, very strange. Because sometimes it works. Look, Marvel's got it down pat now with the de-aging and shit.
They've done it a few times.
Captain America First Avenger, when he's on that small guy's body, it looks amazing.
That's flawless. Yeah.
And then you got the rock.
The rock.
When he turns, turns a certain way and his face comes afterwards.
Yeah, the deepfake didn't work like there.
Generic villain. I don't even remember that motherfucker. We forgot to talk about him in the fucking first part.
Which kind of talks to our point that this film is so derivative and generic that you don't even care about any of those story beats. You just, I mean, the big fight at the end, there's no actual threat from the main villain. Yes.
No, he sat down.
I know, but I'm... But
and then he brought the things up.
But when they actually fight, it's like...
He sat down and then the death was...
It was a complete, like overpowering of him.
Yes,
like he didn't fight back at all.
No, he couldn't.
But why, though?
Because it's the Hawkman.
Because Shazam.
No, the Hawkman was holding him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, in the
fight... Oh, because teamwork.
Yeah.
Makes the dream work.
It does.
No, but, like, the part when... the two of them were just fighting each other. It didn't seem like Black Adam was in any danger when they were fighting. There wasn't
That's my point.
Black Adam is OP throughout this whole fucking movie. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's like...
Yeah.
Throughout this whole... And that's also a problem.
Yeah. Which, I mean, now we can talk about the big... We already revealed the big post-credits thing because DC has just put that out everywhere.
Yeah.
But The Rock has been positioning himself as there's going to be a fight between Black Adam and Superman.
Mm.
Now, yes. Superman in the comics, people mostly know about Kryptonite as his weakness. Yes. Mm. But his other major weakness
magic.
Is... Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why Black Adam is positioned as a potential antagonist towards Superman.
Mm.
Because with his magical and horses. Powers...
That was the one Superman from the...
title. Horses for courses.
Christopher Reeve's Superman. That was his his weakness was horses. Jody, you're too wrong, soon? Eh? You're too wrong. Soon? He's gone. You, come on.
So you can make fun of a paralyzed man.
Anyway. So yeah, you're right. He's positioning it. But it's like,
For why and for who cares?
Shame, man. And I feel bad for Henry Cavill. He was a good Superman in a bad film.
He really was. Yeah. Also, just bad direction. We won't say by who. Now, The Rock obviously went over and above to get Henry Cavill in this movie.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was going way above like people's heads to sign off on that.
So that's what The Rock does. He goes over people's heads.
He does, yeah.
When you throw a rock, it goes over people's heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just like in this film, this whole character went over his head.
Exactly.
He missed the fucking point. That was actually the first suit that he was wearing, the original 2013 suit.
Oh.
In that Superman suit.
I did notice something very different. He said
he wanted to wear the first one because it was like coming back to the character and it felt good to be in it. Yeah. Which is nice. That's what was so shiny.
Again, though, even that, like Jenna's question was, why is Superman working with Amanda Waller here? I know she gives the throwaway line of, like, I can call in favors, but it just doesn't make sense.
It depends. You know, we don't know the context. So he has helped him when the threat is big enough that, you know what I mean? So I get it. But also, who the fuck cares, man? I don't want to see them fight. He should have been in the Shazam universe.
Yes.
Also, why do all these people speak English in Kandak?
Yes, that's one of the things I noticed. Like, literally when they wake him up from the tomb / prison, we also find out at the end of the movie that it's not a tomb, it was a prison.
Yeah.
They locked him away. But, like, why does he suddenly speak English? Like,
that's related to the God of Wisdom.
Yes, I'll tell you now. Just
Okay, I'm waiting.
The wisdom of Zehuti.
Okay, okay.
That allows him, but why American accent?
Exactly. Why not?
Some say it's quite palatable.
that didn't make sense. Like the American accent. You had to... Everyone else is talking with a Middle Eastern accent. Mm-hmm. They're speaking English.
Yes.
But they're speaking with a medical accent.
And then he gets awakened and decides, you know what? As your savior, I'll do it with an American accent.
But like... Are people so the real reason is subtitles?
The real reason, there's that. But also, The Rock just couldn't pull off an accent. I mean... let's just be real.
Range,
has he ever done an accent?
No.
In Fast Five?
No, that's not American influence.
Yeah. No.
He's never. He doesn't have the range.
You can only throw a rock so far. I just, after seeing Wakanda Forever, it's just like, why didn't you take the same care?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little racist, actually.
Yeah, to sanitize it this much into just a generic...
Fucking Middle Eastern shit where that... Like, those cultures are so rich.
Mm.
You could have pulled from Morocco. You could have pulled from fucking...
From Egypt.
Egypt, from every... All these places.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Mm.
They chose to just go, bleh, do this. Mm. Fucking people will love it. And it's cut. I'm sorry. That doesn't cut it anymore for me. It doesn't fucking... After Wakanda Forever, doesn't fucking cut it for me.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
And Woman King as well, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Fuck those people, man. Fuck The Rock. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy. Okay, some fun facts here. This director was considered to direct Suicide Squad.
I'm glad he didn't.
He didn't.
Very glad.
He was busy doing Jungle Cruise. The necklace worn by Adriana, used to free Black Adam, can later be seen being worn by Black Adam's wife. So it's implied that she is a descendant.
Because she looks exactly like her. I mean,
she really does. Yeah. She really does look just like her.
Is that why Black Adam just intrinsically connected with this woman and did everything that she wanted. Me
of my wife.
Yeah. Can I? You want to go get some falafel? A post-credit scene was originally planned where an unrevealed person finds the helmet of fate.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, but I mean,
because then you have
so good in this film.
Yeah.
I don't think... I'm glad. This was like perfect for him, actually, if you think about it. He didn't have to do much. He just had to be charismatic.
But, you see now, and the point Jenna raised is now he has that gravitas and that charisma.
He really does.
And you contrast him with The Rock and Black Adam, and it's like...
Diamond.
No. There's no comparison here.
Jordan Peele was originally offered the chance to direct this
of
film.
Of Peele Cop fame.
He, in 2017, when it was first announced, and he said, no, thank you.
It's not a horror movie.
I'm not a fan of superhero movies, and I'd hate to take that chance away from a director who is passionate about it.
Okay.
That is a very diplomatic answer from someone who said, I don't really like superhero movies. That's basically what he said. I'm never watching this again.
We have a couple more questions.
It does. But this is just random questions.
These are just random questions. Mr. Opa81 already had two questions for the show. I had another question for us, which is, just a thought, would you guys ever consider to have one of your followers as a guest on the show?
It depends.
That's become a reality.
No, but he, but you more of a peer now.
Yeah. True.
Fellow podcaster.
Yeah, he's a fellow podcaster. You in the universe?
In the
PCEU.
We have also had an expert on the show previously, a resident Bond expert.
It depends on the person. I mean, it's all about chemistry, I guess. I'd have to know you, so artist, but I do know him.
You're just saying no to him.
Yeah.
And then we also had a question from Lisa Fortain 2.0, who supplied us with cakes. And
Cookie Cape Town.
Yeah. Kind of asking us to go against the grain here, because it's Bisco Brasso, but she asked, tell us what TV shows you're currently watching or would recommend.
Oof.
I think for me, Gangs of London. Great show, guys. Great show.
Okay. Can I just say one thing about it?
Okay.
I think it takes itself a little too seriously.
Yes. No, it does. It does.
Jody, there's no fucking jokes in this whole
thing. Nothing.
No jokes.
Do you watch it?
No, he doesn't. No, I've recommended it to
those already.
But the action is second to none. And you know why?
Why?
Yeah.
The acting, yeah.
But the action.
Yeah.
It's because it's the same director as The Raid.
Okay.
Oh, Gareth Edwards.
The fight choreography is obviously...
Oh, that's why you recommended it, because of him.
Just for the action scenes. Gangs of London is really good.
Gangs of London is a good one for me. And
Kardashians. We watch it.
Look, I watch it because my wife watches it.
You also watch Grey's. So
I do watch Grey's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also like a casual Grey's watcher because of my wife.
Because you're casual.
Also that.
Casual slip there. Yeah.
but also another show that I'm quite into is The Boys.
I love The Boys.
The Boys is great. My wife doesn't like that I watch The Boys.
Why?
She's like...
Is that scene with the urethra?
No. She's got... I'm concerned that you like the show because it's so violent.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, but I mean, I keep telling her it's not like real violence.
No, it's comic book violence.
Comic violence, yeah, exactly. So it's not
hyper
like,
violent for a reason.
I mean, definitely if I'm watching like...
People don't explode to blood in real, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Physiology. Or just become like eviscerated into nothingness.
Yeah, I mean... One scene, which is fucking amazing, and is the urethra scene in season 3.
It just goes downhill from there.
Yeah, because the guy goes inside another guy's urethra as a sex thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, do it, go inside me. And you think he's going to have sex with him, but he just goes into the urethra. Yeah. And then he sneezes, because his power is to... He's like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And he sneezes and accidentally expands, and he turns the spray into goo. He's the man he was just...
When you explain that scene to people that don't watch The Boys, they're like... What are you watching?
Yeah, in the context, it's good. Jody, any shows that you're watching?
Yeah, I mean, the guy, this is like probably as generic as you can get, but Ted Lasso is amazing. Mm. I can't wait for the next season of Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is great, yeah.
And what Jen and I recently got into is Abbott Elementary.
I love Abbott Elementary!
Which I think is the best, the next best version of The Office after all of the other like, Office-type shows have come out. In terms of having like the principal who's like Michael, you know, like Corky but sweet.
You should watch it.
And
Abbott Elementary, it's on Disney Plus.
And I love it. It's so good.
And from a black perspective also, like in the inner city school.
Yeah.
And just like every character's got their own
everyone. Like it's flawless for me. Everyone is cool.
So we watched Dead to Me, the final season.
Oh, we haven't seen it yet.
Very, very good. It's a little rushed, but we understand
for
why
obvious
now.
Reasons, yeah.
That was very good. Grey's Anatomy still bangs. Yeah, it's a lie. It doesn't bang, but they introduce new characters who are not as irritating.
Nice.
And then The White Lotus. We're going to start the second season.
Yeah, I still need to get
I watched the first season. It's very, very good. We're going to start the second season. Abby's waiting to bank a few episodes. We also got a few things on our list, hey?
I also enjoy, like, The Crown, but Ross doesn't watch it.
The Crown? The Crown, you don't watch it?
Fuck the Royals.
Fuck the Royals, yeah. And she likes to watch murder things.
Yes. Okay. Oh, on the British note, Afterlife. Ricky Gervais's Afterlife on Netflix.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah.
Very dope.
Yeah. So,
dope.
We hope we answered your fucking question about
that's
TV
my Elon
on a
Musk.
Movie podcast. Lisa.
If Lisa didn't give us cakes and stuff, we would not.
Are there any more
that.
Questions?
That's all.
That's all the questions we have. And yeah. So, if someone wanted to find you, Casual.
Ooh,
how could they find
casual.
You?
Casual.
If they could casually stumble upon your, you know, socials, how would they do that?
So on Instagram, it's Casual Dog Podcast. Twitter, it's Casual Dog Pod. TikTok, it's Casual Dog Pod, and also Casual Dog Podcast on YouTube.
That is very confusing.
but yeah, main channel Instagram.
But if they Google you, they can find you.
They'll find me.
100%. And your next episode is when? Because I'm all caught up now.
You all caught up.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm digging the show. It is very relaxing, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep.
You have that tone of voice as well. That's just like you're not overbearing. You're just giving your opinion, and it's just vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
But awesome! Thank you so much all for right. coming.
Where can people find us?
Yeah,
yeah.
If it's, do we also have those spelling differences?
No, we don't. We are consistent throughout because we would not. Look, we would not a damn remember.
I try to be. I try to be. Yeah. But in some
it
of
was
the
taken.
Was taken on the certain platforms.
It was
like,
Liam Neeson.
I mean, who else is Casual Book Podcast on TikTok? Like,
So where can people find
people
us?
Can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, Bicycle Brasa Podcast, and they can write to us, bicyclebrasa@gmail.com.
Nice. I want to
send you guys an email now.
Please do. Because we haven't gotten one since
we get the fuck ton of spam.
Yeah, we get a lot of spam.
For sure.
Some now you got all of my email address.
Spiteful.
And now they signed up for all this other cuck in the States. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. Like, we really appreciate the support, and we colleagues now.
Yeah, we are.
So we support each other. We'll probably hook up again.
Yeah, for sure.
For depth.
I'll have you guys on Casual Dog Podcast.
Hey,
there is one more question.
Jody!
At the end.
We don't have remembered. Time.
I just remembered.
Oh.
We know you're doing the meetup from Matthew N.
Matthew Wayne.
Matt.
It looks like Matthew Wayne.
Yeah,
Matthew Wayne. It's going to happen. We.
It's my fault.
Jody had a baby.
Are you sleeping? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping now?
I birthed a child. No, I'm not sleeping.
You're sleeping.
No, he had a C-section. Like first one ever.
Someone went after the urethra.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, we're gonna get in the swing of that again. Yeah. We're gonna push forward with that. It's still gonna happen. We're still gonna do step up the franchise.
We haven't forgotten, but there are other plans for this year still, which we will be hyping soon.
Yeah,
but the get together will still be a thing.
Oh yeah. So yo, thanks for coming through. It was a shit ton of fun. We overtime by like a moose a lot. Jody,
fix it in post.
Famous last words.
Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Casual.
Cheers.
Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
Supposed to say safe.
Safe. Oh, sorry. Did I mess it up?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Safe.
Yeah. And keep it a gookie.